Listen to this news. Maritime crisis 2026, shipping losses and rising risks. Global shipping has entered one of its most expensive and uncertain periods in recent history. Although no authoritative organization has yet published a consolidated figure for the maritime industry's total losses in 2026, available data shows that damaged vessels, higher fuel consumption, rising insurance premiums, cargo delays, and route diversions have already imposed billions of dollars in costs. The most significant concentration of risk is in the Persian Gulf, where Allianz Commercial estimated that approximately 1,150 cargo-carrying vessels were operating as of June 15. Their combined vessel and cargo value was estimated at around $125 billion. That figure does not represent confirmed losses. It represents commercial assets awaiting passage or operating under exceptional security, insurance, and logistical risks. Billions in measurable costs. One of the clearest estimates of direct financial damage emerged early in the Iran conflict. Jefferies estimated that losses connected to damaged vessels could reach $1.75 billion. While approximately 1,000 ships with a combined hull value exceeding $25 billion were positioned in the Gulf region, war risk insurance premiums rose from approximately 0.25% to as high as 3% of a vessel's value for some voyages. The fuel impact is even larger. Sea Intelligence Maritime Analysis estimated that the Middle East conflict had added approximately $5.5 billion in bunker fuel expenses. Between late February and early June, Hapag-Lloyd alone was estimated to be spending as much as $50 million more each week to maintain its services. These figures cannot be combined into a single official loss total because they measure different forms of exposure. Vessel damage may result in insurance claims, while additional fuel costs are operating expenses. Stranded cargo may lose value through delays without being physically damaged. Nevertheless, the figures confirm that the financial impact is already measured in billions rather than millions. Hormuz remains the central risk. The Strait of Hormuz has become the main pressure point. Traffic through the waterway declined from around 130 vessels per day in February to approximately 6 per day in March, a fall of about 95%, according to UN Trade and Development. The route remained heavily restricted in July. Preliminary ship tracking data showed only 3 daily transits on July 22, 23, and 24. Reduced traffic creates a chain of commercial consequences. Ships remain idle or are forced to wait for security conditions to improve. Cargo owners face delivery failures. Importers must replace delayed shipments at higher prices. Refineries and industrial plants may reduce production when critical inputs fail to arrive. Shipping companies must also continue paying crew wages, financing charges, vessel operating expenses, and maintenance costs even when ships cannot complete their planned voyages. Insurance has become a major voyage cost. War risk insurance has moved from a secondary cost to one of the most significant expenses for Gulf and Red Sea shipping. During the early conflict period, premiums for some Gulf voyages increased by more than 1,000%. A 3% rate on a $250 million tanker would yield a premium of approximately $7.5 million for a single period of coverage. Rates remained highly volatile in July. Insurance for ships inside the Gulf moved towards 3% of vessel value, while premiums for southern Red Sea voyages rose from approximately 0.3% to more than 1% following renewed Houthi attacks. Even smaller premium increases can add hundreds of thousands of dollars to a voyage. Some insurers have withdrawn coverage, canceled policies, or advised shipowners to suspend transit through the highest risk areas. Without adequate insurance, vessel owners may be unable to enter ports, secure financing, or satisfy chartering requirements. The result is not merely more expensive shipping. In some cases, shipping becomes commercially impossible. Rerouting adds time and millions in costs. Avoiding a dangerous waterway does not eliminate the financial impact. It transfers the cost into longer routes, additional fuel consumption, and reduced vessel availability. A tanker sailing from Saudi Arabia's Red Sea port of Yanbu to Taiwan through Bab el-Mandeb can complete the journey in approximately 19 days. Avoiding that route by sailing through the Suez Canal, the Mediterranean, Gibraltar, and around the Cape of Good Hope increases the voyage to approximately 48 days. The diversion can add close to 1 month at sea and around $2.5 million in additional voyage costs. Longer voyages also reduce effective global shipping capacity. A vessel that spends an additional month completing a journey cannot be used for another cargo during that period. This pushes freight rates higher even when the physical number of ships in the global fleet has not changed. Container shipping absorbs the fuel shock. The impact has spread beyond oil tankers. The cost of moving containers from Asia to the United States doubled between the beginning of the Iran conflict and June. During the same period, very low sulfur fuel oil prices rose by approximately 55% across major bunkering hubs. Fuel can account for as much as 60% of a container ship's voyage cost. A prolonged increase, therefore, affects almost every product transported by sea, including electronics, machinery, automotive components, clothing, furniture, and consumer goods. These costs eventually move beyond the maritime sector. Cargo owners pass part of the increase to wholesalers, retailers, manufacturers, and consumers. The final economic loss is therefore considerably larger than the amount recorded in shipping company accounts. Human losses cannot be treated as operating costs. The maritime crisis also has a severe human dimension. The International Maritime Organization confirmed 29 attacks on vessels around the Persian Gulf and Strait of Hormuz by April 24. At least 10 seafarers were killed, vessels were damaged, and approximately 20,000 seafarers remained trapped in the region. By June, an evacuation plan was being prepared for more than 11,000 seafarers who remained stranded. Prolonged confinement creates physical and psychological pressure on crews, particularly when ships are carrying dangerous cargo or positioned within range of missile and drone attacks. The financial cost of a maritime conflict can be calculated through insurance claims and freight rates. The death, injury, and prolonged exposure of seafarers cannot be reduced to the same calculation. Not every shipping company is losing. The phrase, maritime industry loss, can also be misleading because the commercial impact is uneven. Cargo owners, importers, insurers, charterers, and companies operating damaged or stranded vessels face substantial losses. However, some tanker owners are benefiting from higher freight rates and reduced vessel availability. In June, tanker hire costs in the Gulf nearly doubled as exporters sought to move more oil through Hormuz. Some tanker earnings reportedly averaged more than $100,000 per day. This means that the crisis is redistributing income within the maritime economy. Shipowners able to operate safely may receive higher charter rates. Companies with vessels trapped, damaged, or uninsured may face serious financial distress. Cargo owners ultimately pay more regardless of which shipping company earns the freight revenue. The $125 billion figure requires careful interpretation. The estimated $125 billion in vessels and cargo inside the Persian Gulf is the strongest available measure of total commercial exposure, but it must not be reported as a confirmed loss. Much of the cargo may eventually reach its destination. Most vessels may leave the region without physical damage. Insurance may cover part of the direct losses. The danger is that each additional week of disruption increases the cost of those assets. Cargo may deteriorate, contracts may be breached, production schedules may fail, and financing charges may accumulate. Vessels may require maintenance, cleaning, or inspection after prolonged periods of inactivity. The longer the disruption continues, the greater the likelihood that financial exposure will result in an actual loss. The final bill will be much larger. The full cost of the 2026 maritime crisis will not be known until shipping routes stabilize and insurance claims, cargo disputes, and operational accounts are completed. Current data already points to up to $1.75 billion in estimated vessel-related losses, approximately $5.5 billion in additional bunker fuel expenditure. Voyage diversions cost millions of dollars per ship. War risk insurance rising by more than 1,000%. In some cases, container and tanker freight costs are increasing sharply. Around $125 billion in vessels and cargo are exposed inside the Persian Gulf. Thousands of seafarers are stranded. and at least 10 confirmed deaths. These figures overlap and must not be presented as one calculated industry total. But they establish that the crisis has already generated billions of dollars in direct losses and additional operating costs. The larger economic damage will appear later in manufacturing delays, energy prices, food costs, inflation, canceled contracts, and reduced trade. The maritime sector is therefore not facing only a shipping crisis. It is carrying the cost of a wider breakdown in global trade security. Informative: China's gold discovery, impact on global markets.